From the WLRN Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan. Speaker Will Weatherford introduced a new member of the House this week.
The bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Instructional Materials for K-12 Public Education.
Members, we have an auto reader. We had it in the closet just in case we ever had to actually read the bills. It may be a little bit fast. Everybody remember the Micro Machine commercials? It may be a little bit faster than normal, but you should be able to hear the bill and it will be read in full according to the Constitution.
Weatherford's communications director announced on Twitter that the auto reader's name is Mary. Within an hour of her debut, Mary had her own Twitter handle. Some of her tweets include, "I'm so bored," and "Anybody have a cure for the hiccups?" Here she is on her first day in the House.
Instructional materials review process. Requiring the fee amount to be posted on the school district's website and reported to the department.
That was less than 15 seconds of Mary and her weird digital buzz. Imagine listening to Mary for hours. That's what representatives did after a maneuver that is mercifully rarely invoked. Democrats, led by House Minority Leader Perry Thurston, requested that every bill up for consideration be read in its entirety, not just the summary.
Mr. Speaker, pursuant to Article 3, Section 7, I move that the bill be read in full.
There's been a request that Senate Bill 342 be read in full. The Constitution requires, again, that one-third members of the present must agree on this request. Clerk will unlock the machine. The members will proceed to vote.
With the 44 Democratic members voting yes, that's a little more than the one-third vote needed. Thurston told reporters later that Democrats unanimously voted to use this tactic to protest the House's lack of action on Medicaid. Lawmakers are trying to decide whether to accept federal money to provide health care coverage to more than a million uninsured Floridians. Thurston is angry that the House rejected a Senate plan to accept federal funds and instead approved a plan to use state money.
We would like to see everybody be allowed to vote their conscience. If not, we just want to continue to be the conscience for the state of Florida and for those individuals who probably don't even know we're turning away $50 billion.
But the Republicans have their own tactics. Instead of reading lengthy bills that aren't considered a priority, they postpone them. And most of the bills that are postponed this late in the session won't get another hearing. Higher priority bills still have a chance because Mary can talk fast. On day two, she sounded a lot like a disclaimer at the end of a car commercial.
Any material statement made by an applicant for coverage under a health benefit plan which falsely certifies the applicant's eligibility for coverage serves as the basis for terminating coverage under the policy or contract.
You probably didn't understand all of that, and presumably neither did the lawmakers who were actually paying attention. But Democrats say they're doing this to make a point. Speaker Weatherford says lawmakers know they're never going to get everything they ask for.
The point is, they know we've been open to the conversation. We didn't say no. In politics these days, a lot of people say no and then they walk away. We didn't say no. We offered up an alternative.
Weatherford says the chamber already endured 5 hours of debate on the issue.
I think it's a little disappointing and, frankly, unbecoming of some members to want to try to slow down the process. We have a lot of work to do. I think the citizens of Florida sent us here to get work done, and that's exactly what we're doing.
When the same thing happened in 2008, Senator Marco Rubio was Florida's House Speaker. It was a Friday, and representatives had to reschedule flights home as bills were read in their entirety into the wee hours Saturday morning. House clerks grew noticeably hoarse as they took turns reading page after page of legalese. Now, thanks to Mary, that probably won't happen again.
Revising the duties of a district school board.
From the WLRN Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan.